And back to the St. Patrick's Day fun here on Out of the Woods. Got a track for you now from the trio who call themselves The Alt. They're John Doyle, Nuala Kennedy, and Eamon O'Leary. Here's Geese in the Bog into Covering Ground on Out of the Woods.
Thank you. fair lady she lived there, a lady of great beauty and great might. And unto this lady fair I became a servant there, and in me she took great delight. Now this lady had a son of mirth and beauty born, and he became a sailor on the sea. And he courted a fair maid till he had her heart betrayed, and then he was bound for the sea. It happened one day in the cabin where he lay, and the tears from her eyes they did flow, saying, "Young man, you're going away, so far from me to stray, and to leave me on the shore for to mourn. And no, no," said he, "such things can never be, for as long as I'm a sailor on the sea, the ship that I command, may she never reach the land, the day that I be false love unto thee." Yellow hair that hung down her back so fair, for fear that anybody would know. Then in a sailor's dress that very night she went, and straight to the captain she did go. She being neat and slim, complete in every limb, and the clothes fitted tightly to her knee. As the crew did on her gaze, the captain to her says, "Young man, were you ever on the sea?" "And no, no," says she, "I was never on the sea, but fit me as a young sailor bold, for I now did choose to go where the stormy winds do blow, to purchase some silver and some gold." Unto thee. His own words he knew, he spoke beneath the crew, and into her arms he flew like a dove, saying, "Do not shed a tear, you followed me, my dear, and it's married we will be." So they sent for a clerk, they sent for a mate, they sent for a clergyman likewise, and this couple they were wed, and together they to bed, and now they're living happy on the sea.
Tell me, was it you? And when we saw the light that night, oh, tell me, was it you? Was a late September night when we went out walking. But you were laying there, they were saying prayers for you. Many years before we walked here together, and your gentle voice still lingers in my soul. Tell me, was it you by the window, darling? Won't you tell me, was it you? And when we saw the light that night, oh, tell me, was it you? Wish I had the chance to tell you I love you, all the times that you were lost and on your.
Sweet love. with thee. And when you're in some foreign land, think on your absent friend. And when the wind blows high and clear, a letter to me send. And when the wind blows high and clear, pray send it love to me, that I may know by your hand write of times I've gone with thee.
For you here on Out of the Woods, and one from their Poison Glen CD, great stuff, and The Blackest Crow. We had the Henry Girls just before that, all three sisters in the group, but yeah, their name's not really Henry, it's McLaughlin, so I don't know the story behind the name, but from their Louder Than Words CD, we had The Light in the Window. Our old friend Susan McKeown in there as well, from Bushes and Briars, going back quite a few years. And we heard In London, So Fair from her. And at the top, The Alt, and Geese in the Bog, and Covering Ground. All right, well, you're tuned into Out of the Woods, coming at you here from beautiful central New Hampshire. I'm Chip Colquhart. If you want to get in touch, once again, the show is pre-recorded, but you can send email anytime you like to outofthewoodsradio@gmail.com. You can also send messages through the website at outofthewoodsradio.com, as well as the Facebook page. Just search for us out there. We also have the Google Plus and all that sort of junk. So there you go. All right. Well, I think we're going to take another quick break since we're almost up to the top of the hour. And we'll be back with more great St. Patrick's Day music after this.